the pitch to Gonzalez. Line shot into right, coming in his angle. He's got the ball. And this one's over. And Lucas Giolito has thrown a no-hitter here at Guaranteed Rate Field. August 25th of 2020, Lucas Giolito no-hits the Pirates.
On a 1-2 pitch.
High fly ball deep into right field. Hey, Ed, this one's for you. Turn on the fireworks. It's a tie ball game.
Light it up.
Yoan Moncada has gone deep, and it's a 5-5 game. And a first pitch swing and a high fly ball into deep left center field. See you later. That one's gone. First pitch and a home run for Luis Robert. It's quickly 2-0 White Sox here in the second inning.
Yucatow, baby.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Hoyer strikes out Olsen with the bases loaded, and the A's do not score.
And that's hit in the air to right center field track, and that is Luis Robert.
He dives, and he's got it. An all-out dive into right center field. Luis Robert, highway robbery.
And the 2-2 pitch. And Abreu lines that one deep to left field. Schwarber going back. He can't make the play. It's going to one-hop against the fence.
Mazzara's going to score. Right behind him is Madrigal. Being sent is Moncada. The play at the plate. He'll slide. He's safe. Heading to third now is Abreu. The throw comes there. He's in. He clears the bases with a double. And the White Sox have taken a 7-5 lead here in the fourth inning.
2-0 Milwaukee. We're in the top of the sixth inning with nobody out and a man at first. And that's a high fly ball into dead center field. Javi Garcia back. Track wall gone. Dead center field, and we're tied. Eloy Jimenez has hit his third of the season. And with one swing, it is a 2-2 game.
And the pitch to Mazzara in the air. Left center field. That's down for a base hit all the way to the wall. Robert's going to score easily. Pulling into second is Mazzara. An RBI double. And it's now 3-0 White Sox. Third inning.
And a bouncer slowly rolled up the third base side. Moncada, bare hand pick. Throw to first in time.
What a play by Moncada. Do or die with the bare hand. Made the play and made it look easy.
Grandal hits out in the air.
Deep into right field. That is sinking the foul pole. And it's gone. Yasmani Grandal with a two-run homer here in the ninth inning. Don't go anywhere. It's 10-8.
And a swing and a miss. Strike three. And this game is over.
And the White Sox take game one behind Lucas Giolito and three home runs. They take game one 4-1 over the Oakland A's. Lucas Giolito absolutely dominant. 4-0. White Sox leading. Here we go to the top of inning number nine. It'll be 8-9-1 here against Lucas Giolito, who has faced one over the minimum. Has allowed one base runner, and that was a walk to the leadoff man in the fourth inning. Jared Dyson is the batter here in the ninth inning. Start things off. Giolito's first pitch to him is high for ball one. And on pitch number 90.
Yes, pitch number 90. So with 12 strikeouts, it's been very efficient.
Now Giolito slow wind for the 1-0 pitch, and that is inside, and it's 2-0. Dyson 0-2, fly out, ground out. And now Giolito's 2-0 delivery, here it comes. And there's a strike, and it's 2-1.
Aced him at 95 miles an hour, right at the knees inside corner.
Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. It's now 2-2.
What a great pitch. After a fastball down and in, you throw him a changeup that looks like the same pitch down and in, and he waves at it.
Count even to 2-2 on Jared Dyson. 4-0 White Sox in the ninth. The 2-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? He did. Strike three. And that is his 13th, and again, career-high tying, 13th strikeout to start the ninth inning.
A great changeup. It looked like that was down and in, and Dyson just had that barrel leak out in front of home plate with his shoulders turned. He was hoping for better news. He didn't get it.
So this will not be Murphy to bat.
This is going to be Jose Osuna to come up as a pinch hitter. He'll bat with one out in the ninth inning. Again, Giolito just one over the minimum. And the only base runner via the base on balls in the fourth inning. Osuna, swing and a miss. Strike one. No balls, one strike.
Osuna, we saw him hit in batting practice. Plenty of power. And he came up there swinging out of his shoes.
0-1 to Osuna. Here comes the pitch by Giolito. Swing and a miss. Sits 0-2. Osuna will step out trying to break this rhythm, but good luck. 0-2 the count here on Giolito. Pitch on the way. Low for ball one.
Went with the slider. See if he can get the chase and made sure to miss well outside with it. Don't hang it.
Giolito ready to go. He's got the sign from McCann. 1-2 pitch on the way to Osuna. Here it comes. High pop up into shallow right field. Racing in now is Angle. Foul ground. Makes the catch. Two away here in the ninth. And Giolito will face the only man who's reached base. And that was on a walk in the fourth inning. And that man is Eric Gonzalez.
Well, here it is, folks. Here it is. The out you've been waiting for all night long.
Giolito, a big, deep breath out there on the mound. And his first pitch to Gonzalez. Swing and a miss. It's strike one. No balls and one strike to Gonzalez. 4-0 White Sox. Top of inning number nine. The 0-1. Tried to check. Couldn't. There's strike two. Couple of sliders in a row. Nothing in two. And the pitch to Gonzalez. Line shot into right. Coming in his angle. He's got the ball. And this one's over. And Lucas Giolito has thrown a no-hitter here at Guaranteed Rate Field. August 25th of 2020. Lucas Giolito no-hits the Pirates.
And one walk away from perfection, and he earned it, folks. Lucas Giolito, as good as he has ever been, in dominant fashion, shut down the Pirates, who came in on a three-game winning streak, swinging hot bats.
Lucas Giolito being mobbed by his teammates. He struck out a career-high tying 13 batters. And the White Sox win it 4-0.
It took some great defense, as you would expect, behind Giolito. And the finishing play out to right field, a sprint in full speed ahead from Adam Angle to rob Gonzalez of what could have been something that was a nightmare for Lucas Giolito.
So a big hug now from the skipper, Ricky Renteria. Giolito's soaking it all in. And more guys coming in from that bullpen. First White Sox no-hitter since April 21st of 2012. That was Phillip Umber.
A perfect game in Seattle by Phillip Umber. And Giolito one walk away from matching it. What a performance.
Absolutely right. The one walk to the man he finished off for the final out. And that was Eric Gonzalez with a leadoff walk in the fourth inning. Otherwise, Giolito was absolutely dominating. So everybody making their way to the dugout. And they will celebrate this victory and a great pitching performance by Lucas Giolito. We're glad you were with us for a little history here for the White Sox on this August 25th of 2020. We'll take a timeout. We will come back and recap this one for you and then wrap things up in just a few moments. 4-0, White Sox over the Pirates on a no-hitter by Lucas Giolito. More coming up on the WGN Wintrust White Sox Radio Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and the White Sox lead 5-0. New pitcher in for Detroit. It is Joe Jimenez, 0-1, 5.63 ERA in 8 games. He has picked up 5 saves and 6 chances for these Tigers.
A fashion plate on the mound. He has a bright orange glove, and only brighter than that are his bright orange shoes.
He is definitely noticed.
First pitch to Adam Engel, swung on a miss for strike one.
Yeah, he's trying to properly accessorize. Problem is, his belt's blue, his hat's blue. He's kind of a little crossed up there with the orange glove and feet.
Yeah, I always thought that the shoes had to match the belt. Is that correct? You're a fashion plate. I knew that. You have white shoes on, a white belt. Check swing, and that foul ball over to the dugout. Look out. And it's 0-2.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a little mixed up.
Yeah, I'm a little mixed up, too. I think I've got sort of gray shoes, I think.
Yeah,
I have a black belt.
Yeah, you're doing all right. Okay. It's all kind of bland, so it's perfect.
That's exactly what I was going for. Thanks. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Well, whatever the look out there, the arm is okay, and it's a strikeout of Adam Engel for out number one here in the eighth. Back to the top for Tim Anderson. I went with a little different shirt today, though. I mean, a little teal. This is a teal shirt.
No, you're doing all right over there for you.
Yeah, I don't dress myself anymore.
Well,
I get. I do dress myself, but I get opinions.
Okay.
Before I leave
the
house.
Is it? You're not going out of the house like that, are
correct.
You?
Correct. I think the line usually is, that's not my favorite. That pitch is in there for a strike.
And
she's normally right.
And what does Molina say? Because obviously that's from Otis.
Otis just likes to lock on with his teeth to the shirt just to make sure I can't wear it.
There's a hole. Wear that now.
Yeah, go ahead. I dare you. That pitch is inside. 1-1, 1-1. Yeah. Used to be just, pull something out of the closet, get dressed in the dark, and go out, take your chances.
Trust me. We used to question that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Andy must not have a lady. That's what we said.
Here comes the 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. But bland was exactly what I was going for, so thanks for noticing.
You're welcome. Here to help.
I do like the white shoes, though.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. I put a little effort into it just in case somebody showed up today and saw me.
1-2 to Tim Anderson. 5-0 White Sox in the eighth. And that's high. 2-2. 2-2.
I kind of went with my inner hawk today. Ken Harrelson,
He's
well known for the white shoes.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Little golf shirt, your little golf attire. It's good.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Might have to go play golf now after you got me all excited.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Anderson. Swung on a little number up the third base side. Castro with a bare hand pick. Never going to get Tim Anderson. Safe at first is Tim. That's an infield single. It's his second hit of the game. And a base runner with one out here in the eighth inning. 5-0, White Sox lead.
He can hit him over the fence. He can hit him 60 feet. And either way, he's getting his hits. Speed and power pays off.
I was going to say, either way, they're exciting.
Yes. Yeah, Tim Anderson is that guy. He can bunt, hit it over the fence any direction, or hit one in the gap. You don't know. And it's a little frightening when you have a player that has all of that type of talent, like the guy standing in the batter's box right now as well.
That is Yoan Moncada. Been on base twice via the base out balls. He'll take a strike. He's grounded back to the pitcher and grounded to short. So officially 0-2 is Moncada. He's had a couple of big RBI in the last few games that really have seemed to loosen up the rest of the offense. In particular, the home run that started the 4 home runs in a row barrage against St. Louis. And that pitch is a little bit low for 1-1.
Yeah, that was a close game situation. He hit a 3-run home run, and then everybody else just walks up there and says, thank goodness, we needed him to step up. And they relaxed and just hit rockets right behind him.
1-1 the count. Jimenez delivers low and inside for a ball. It's 2-1 to Yoan Moncada with Anderson at first. 5-0 White Sox leading, trying to sweep the Tigers. Two-one delivery. Inside now 3-1. Jimenez, another one of those guys that wears the very high number, 77 on his back.
Yeah, I don't think that's what's funny. It's not unusual to say that anymore, the high numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was 10 years ago, we'd be going, wow, he must just be somebody they don't care about. He's got number 89.
Ball four. Well inside. And that'll bring up another high-numbered man, but he's putting up big numbers. Jose Abreu, number 79.
And it did represent that usually if you wore a number like 79, you weren't going to be with the team long. Otherwise, if you were, they'd give you a lower number.
Yeah.
And that's just not the case now.
That happened to a couple of pitchers that have joined the club here recently. Cody Hoyer, I do remember in spring training, was wearing number 89.
Okay.
And he's now 65.
Oh, yeah.
Which is lower than 89. I even know that from my math.
Oh, absolutely.
And Nick Madrigal, by the way, made the biggest dramatic drop. He was number 92 during spring training, is now number 1.
Why wouldn't you be? They said, smallest guy, smallest uniform.
Don't I know that?
Yes, you do.
Abreu way out in front, and a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1 on Jose Abreu.
Would you say the largest number they ever gave you was 3?
No, I got up to 7.
Oh, okay.
As I grew into this large frame of mine.
Well, you and Tim Anderson.
Yeah. That was probably well before Tim Anderson was even born.
Well, you know, he wears 7. You guys the same size.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch. That just missed outside. It's 1-1 to Jose Abreu.
Pretty good switch hitter for the Yankees wore that number.
Yeah, I heard of that Mantle guy.
Yeah.
One of the many numbers retired by the New York Yankees. There's no single-digit numbers left.
Yeah, that's amazing. But when you've had the history they have.
Swing and a miss. Off speed, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, nasty slider to Abreu.
So it's 1-2 on Abreu. Moncada leading at first. Anderson at second. One out of the eighth inning. 5-0 White Sox. And the pitch. In the center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Maybe extra bases. Rounding third on his way to the plate is Anderson. Moncada will follow right behind. It's a two-run double for Jose Abreu. It's now 7-0 White Sox.
Right behind that slider he missed came a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. He didn't. And with Jacoby Jones shading right center field, all he did was aim his body toward the center field fence to go pick it up.
That's now 19 runs batted in this year for Jose Abreu. He's taken over the team lead.
From Eloy Jimenez, the man that is standing at the home plate now, who is just, well, let's just say one swing away from equaling what Abreu's done.
So this is a Jimenez matchup. Eloy with a couple of hits and 3 trips. And he hits one in the air to deep left center field. Backing up is Christian Stewart. Looking at the track at the wall, and it is gone. Eloy Jimenez with his 8th home run of the season. The 2-run shot makes it 9-0 White Sox. And ties him with Jose Abreu for the team lead and runs batted in. How do you do that, by the way?
Yeah, he just doesn't like to be outdone. It's predictable. You know, I just say, he saw Abreu do it. He's got to catch him now. Hanging slider. And he just got enough of it. That 2-run jack. And that's it for Jimenez, who was just coming in to get some work. How'd that work out?
Not very well. One Jimenez over the other. And Eloy wins that battle. Pitching change coming up here. We'll tell you more about the new guy in just a moment. 9-0 White Sox here in the 8th inning on the WGN Wintrust White Sox Radio Network.
Well, the White Sox having another fun offensive day as they add 4 more runs to their lead. It is now 9-0.
over the Tigers. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. New pitcher is John Schreiber. 9 games, 0-1 record. 2.70 his ERA. He's worked 10 innings, given up 7 hits, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. Opponents batting 194 against the right-hander. He'll face Encarnacion with nobody aboard after the 2-run home run by, well, Eloy Jimenez at it again.
Yes, sir. So now he and Abreu each with 19 runs batted in on this season. And make sure you stick around for the postgame show, the Xfinity White Sox postgame show. Kevin Powell will have that for you and all the highlights from this one. There are many now. And all the news from around Major League Baseball. That'll be coming up after we are done here. And Encarnacion takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Still amazing. You think it up here, verbalize it, and boom, it happens.
I don't know what's going on, man. I just got the magic.
There's a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-2.
Now, there are those that say, hey, go buy a lottery ticket. No, I can't spend the dollar. Is that how much they are? I've never bought one in my life.
Well, it depends on what you're going to play. Yeah, there's a foul back. I think you can get a dollar ticket.
The old saying, you can't win if you don't play. Right. I have no chance of winning.
So you don't play. Smart guy. No balls and 2 strikes. And Encarnacion skies one in the air. Foul territory, first base side. Candelario over to take a look. He'll have room. He makes the catch. And that is out number 2 here in the White Sox 8th. And here's Nomar Mazara. And what do you know? He's not facing a lefty. So Mazara actually getting to face a right-handed pitcher.
Yeah, and of course, it's just when shadows start becoming somewhat of an issue.
Yeah, the little shadow of one of the light standards above the stadium is right over home plate. You can make out each and every bulb in that shadow.
Yes, you can.
First pitch, and Mazara will take a strike. It's 0-1. 3 infielders to the right. It's almost just customary to say, with a left-handed batter up, they're going to have 3 infielders to the right.
That's true. I mean, with lefties in particular.
Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. So Mazara did drive in a run today. Struck out a couple of times. Is fouled out. And the 0-2 pitch. Low and inside, ball 1. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Nomar Mazara. It is 9-0 White Sox. A 4 spot here in the 8th. 2-run double by Abreu, followed by a 2-run homer by Jimenez. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And the inning is over. Well, like the man that used to sit in this chair would say, let's hold him and head on home. 9-0 White Sox. We go to the 9th on the WGN Wintrust White Sox Radio Network. To the bottom of the 6th inning. And the White Sox have a 3-0 lead here in game 1 of this wild card series over the Oakland A's. Andy Mazur, Darren Jackson back with you here. Paul Zerang with us here in the booth today. Krista Flores, Brett Jackson back at our studios at WGN. And Mark Shinowski will have the postgame show for you. I'm sure there's a producer there, but I forgot to ask who it was. So well, don't get angry. I'll find out. Who is it? Curtis Koch. I can't leave out Curtis Koch. He's a good guy.
And you didn't.
I didn't leave out Curtis Koch.
You put in the research, and you found the answer.
I did find the answer. As soon as I started talking, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I don't have a producer name written down here. That's a problem.
Well, right now, there's been no problem. We need to keep it that way, as the combination of Giolito and McCann have kept the Oakland Athletics off the board.
So Laureano will lead off here in the 6th inning. First pitch from Lucas Giolito is outside for ball 1. Twins have a 1-0 lead at home against the Astros in the top of the 7th inning of game 1 of that series. And the next one to Laureano is a little bit high for ball 2. It's 2-0.
We haven't seen, obviously, Laureano a whole bunch, but all the highlights though, I see, he's a very passionate guy.
Yes.
Involved,
yes, he is.
In a lot of back and forth with other teams, it seems.
And the 2-0 is a sky-high pop-up foul to the right. It was the Astros that he had that little incident with,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Going down to first base, and Astros hitting coach was yelling some things at him. And
Alex Cintron
started walking over to the dugout, and it started a bench clearer. 2-1, swing and a miss, even count, 2-2.
Well, not just that. I've seen in the past where he's had no issue, showing his passion, whether it be in the excitement in the defensive side, making a great play on the base paths, you name it. You know, his personality shines through, that's for sure, for Laureano.
And Giolito's 2-2 pitch. And that's fouled back to the screen, or below it, actually, to the backstop. It's 2-2. I remember seeing a highlight of Laureano. I believe it might have been a couple of years ago. Might have been his rookie year, where he made a catch with his back to the infield in left center field and doubled up a runner at first base with a throw on the fly.
Yeah, I remember that. You don't forget plays like that. They're very many of those type.
Now the 2-2 pitch. And that is strike three call. Laureano. He'll take a seat. Four strikeouts now for Lucas Giolito. And the first 16 in a row set down by Lucas.
And he surprised Laureano and the rest of the world by throwing his curveball. The pitch that he has in his back pocket, but very rarely does he use it because umpires just don't call it. Finally, one did.
1% of the time is when he uses that pitch.
Yes. As a hitter, you don't even think about it.
So here is Chad Pinder. He'll take that low and outside for a ball. 3-0 White Sox, bottom six.
And, you know, let's just be realistic. That is, Giolito is just following what his catcher McCann is asking him to do, and it's working out pretty well.
Now here comes the 1-0 to Pinder. And that's called a strike. Fastball down the middle at 95 miles an hour, 1-1.
And we've seen that from Lucas as he progresses in a game and he's having success. All of a sudden he reaches back and that fastball is even better than when he started.
And the 1-1 delivery, swung and a miss. That was actually up and in on him, and Pinder had no chance. Once he committed to that swing, it was going to be by him, and it's 1-2.
You really see Lucas with the focus in trying to put away Pinder here in this sixth. He hasn't allowed a base runner to this point. He doesn't want to now.
One ball, two strike pitch. And Pinder swings and misses for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the sixth. 5 in the game for Lucas Giolito. And that'll bring up Sean Murphy here in the sixth inning. The first 17 in a row set down in order by Lucas Giolito.
Really nice slider with depth. The pitch left his hand and just started boring down toward the ground on the outside corner. Great pitch.
So two outs, the bases are empty. Here is Sean Murphy, the number 9 batter. And Giolito's first pitch is called a strike at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Changeup working well. Giolito rocking. And now looking to fire here on the 0-1 pitch to Murphy. Swing and a miss. Got a swing on a slider away, and it's 0-2.
I like what McCann does. Nobody on, but there could be somebody signaling where he sets up his glove. So he sets up in one position when Giolito starts, and then he moves the glove to another location for the actual target.
And the 0-2 to Murphy. Swing and a miss, strike three, inning over. 1-2-3 for the sixth consecutive time. Go the Oakland A's, the first 18 in a row set down in order here by Lucas Giolito after six. White Sox 3, A's nothing. Wild card game number 1 on the WGN Wintrust White Sox Radio Network.